You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. We were just talking off the air about Woodman's.
Right.
And they're open already on the east side on Milwaukee Street. They had quite the flood.
Yes.
Their ceiling gave out.
Mm-hmm. Part of the ceiling gave
That's
out.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and I remember my dad was just texting me about it, and I saw the picture, and it's just, it's absurd how they're open. I don't know how they're open.
Yeah.
And the whole ceiling is practically collapsed. And he was like, yeah, you gotta put this back on air. So
yeah.
Yeah, and I guess they opened up at 6 o'clock this morning.
Best place to go to see the video is Channel 15.
Yeah,
they had that posted up there, and you should see that.
quite the waterfall.
Yeah, it was quite the waterfall. I think that's probably going to be something they'll put in permanently at Woodman's on the east side.
Wouldn't display that be nice? Around the waterfall?
No, yeah, just they have their own waterfall at Woodman's.
A little mini amusement park,
like a fountain thing.
Yeah. That's right. You know, I live at Costco, but
you still shop Woodman's.
I go to Woodman's often too, as well.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Definitely a waterfall.
But,
Phil,
you know,
think about that.
Good for them for getting it all fixed and cleaned up and back open again.
Yeah.
Good for them. Yeah.
You know, I got to say, though, you know, Phil, if you're listening, get your son to bend over a little bit and, you know, say the line.
What are you talking
Sell
about?
Sell that line.
What? What's the
What's the Woodman's line?
Their slogan?
Yeah.
Woodman's.
We buy right and so can you.
I don't know.
But yes, but you know, sell it. You know, the son is not doing that.
Really?
Phil gets down.
You want to coach him?
Phil gets down in a crouch and he goes, ah, nah, nah. And I'm thinking, great, man, he's selling it.
Phil.
But his son is just standing there.
Okay.
Kind of saying it.
All right.
You know, sell that.
We'll pass that along to the Woodman.
Standing next to the waterfall on the east side Woodman's location.
All right. This portion of John and Gordy in the morning brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since they opened the doors in 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout their history. They're still direct to consumer with providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com. Okay?
All right, this big story here. The big winner is Bibi Netanyahu. Because
how is he the big winner?
He is basically the director of national intelligence for the U.S. You know, forget about anybody else, all right? Especially Gabby.
Really?
What do they call her in Russia?
I don't know what her nickname is.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, let's listen to this cut from Rick Stengel. He's the former U.S. Secretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs. Let's listen.
Netanyahu said, quote, President Trump is fiercely leading the free world. He's a great friend of Israel like no one before him. Hmm. Rick Stengel is back with us. Rick, is this effectively mission accomplished for Israeli President Netanyahu?
Well, Catherine, I'm glad you brought up Bibi Netanyahu. I remember when I was editor of Time, we used to do every week winners and losers. The big winner is Bibi Netanyahu. He is essentially functioning as our director of national intelligence. I mean, the president is listening to him rather than our own gigantic intelligence agency. I remember when I was in the State Department, John Kerry used to come into the morning meeting shaking his head because he just got off the phone for 45 minutes of being berated by Bibi. I'm sure Tony Blinken had the same experience. The downside of a president like President Trump, who thinks foreign policy is about personality rather than a nation's interest, is the why he succumbs to Bibi's view of the situation. Netanyahu has tried to persuade the last three presidents, including Trump in his first term, that Iran was this far away from having a nuclear weapon. Well, he finally persuaded Donald Trump in his second term. That's not a president who is representing America's interests. That's a president who's doing the bidding of the head of a foreign government.
All right.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Can
you cue up the Rubio cut? Because, you know, they are depending now on Bibi Netanyahu and not our own intelligence. Let's listen.
Now, forget about intelligence.
There you go.
Forget about intelligence.
That's it.
Forget about intelligence. It's a gut feel you have. Remember when George W. Bush had the same feeling about Iraq having weapons of mass destruction?
Right.
It was a gut feel.
It was guts. Gut feel.
Forget about intelligence.
Well, it seems like they forgot about intelligence a long time ago.
That was Rick Stengel, again, former Undersecretary of State. Okay. I want to get to this, too, because this is just right up your alley.
What do you got? Is this about the supercells?
Yes.
What's this about?
Yes, it is. Biden led into our country dangerous supercells.
really?
Asked by one journalist about the threat of Iranian retaliation on U.S. soil following strikes against three nuclear sites, the president was quick to pin the blame on Joe Biden. Could we play that?
Mm.
All right, let's hear it.
Iranian sleeper cells in the United States.
Yeah, Biden led a lot of supercells. Biden was an incompetent president, had no idea what he was doing. Hardly ever signed a document. Other people signed documents for him with the auto pen. It was gross incompetence. And among everything else, he let a lot of supercells in, many from Iran.
Well,
he keeps blaming Biden for anything and everything.
But it's interesting to note that these supercells are actually huge thunderstorms that rotate.
That's what I thought you were going
so
for.
So he was letting in a lot of these thunderstorms. Rotating thumbs are huge, by the way, you know.
Yes.
But they're not. But they're not.
Terrorist cells.
Sleeper cells.
Yeah, sleeper cells is what he meant to say.
That's right.
Probably.
By the reporter said sleeper cells. He said super cells.
Forget about intelligence.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. What the heck? Right? Man. We have to correct these people all the time, don't
mm-hmm.
we?
Yes, we do. Okay.
All right. Well, I want to get to the Nobel Peace Prize, please.
Oh, really?
This is also big in the news.
Trump wants it.
Well, at least Fox thinks that Trump should get the Nobel Peace Prize for putting, you know, Iran back at least 2 or 3 months.
That deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, apparently so.
Well, he declared, there's a ceasefire.
He says there's peace now. He put it back by decades, you know.
Yeah, oh, sure.
By at least two decades.
That's what he thinks, yes.
But who cares about intelligence, says that that's not true, maybe a couple of months at the most. So let's listen to the first cut from Fox News.
Okay.
About it's first Trump talking about getting the Peace Prize, and then Fox News. And I've got another cut from Fox News, which is just lovely. Okay, but let's listen to this one. This is fantastic. This is cut 194.
Okay.
He won the Nobel Peace. Oh, do you know this? Can you believe it? He won the Nobel Peace Prize. They probably will never give it to me, even what I'm doing in Korea and Idlib province and all of these places.
What?
They probably will never give it to me. You know why? Because they don't want to.
I think I'm going to get a Nobel Prize for a lot of things if they gave it out fairly, which they don't.
In fact, this week, the MAGA right went out demanding Trump get a prize for a strike that, again, nobody's sure achieved his objective and a ceasefire that nobody's sure really exists or will hold.
And I think we're going to see the fruits of this decision tonight play out for many, many years to come. And if the Nobel Peace Prize were worth anything anymore, I would say the president certainly deserves one.
Oh, yeah.
President Trump is going to win the Nobel Peace Prize, no doubt. Rather than World War III, we may get more peace. And rather than 34 felony counts, President Trump may end up with 34 Nobel Peace Prizes.
What?
34 Nobel Peace Prizes. Wow. Is he going to stay in the country at all? He's going to be around the world, you know.
Traveling,
creating peace.
I guess so.
Peace through strength.
Mm. All right. 34 Nobel Peace Prizes.
That's my favorite.
They only give out one a year, so that was going to take a while.
I think they give out a number of
them. Do they?
In fact, they just gave Nobel Peace Prizes to a couple of reporters who did great jobs reporting for their nations. But I want to hear the other cut. Let's listen to this, all right?
The president, it was courageous in making this move and in making this decision. And as you said, I think we're going to see the fruits of this decision tonight play out for many, many years to come. And if the Nobel Peace Prize were worth anything anymore, I would say the president certainly deserves one.
The last president was given the Nobel Peace Prize. This president may actually earn it.
This was about peace, ultimately. There's a lot of drama, and we can break down everybody's feelings. But in the end, I think what's remarkable is that we have a president who's willing to do anything to bring about world peace. Man, if he doesn't get the Nobel Peace Prize after this, that thing, it means nothing.
What? Okay.
Wow.
Really?
So, you know, after all of this, maybe the Nobel Peace Prize won't mean anything to anybody. Let's go to the phones. Dick, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Well, Sells, why doesn't he just get his Sharpie out and move them out?
Well, there you go. Oh, I forgot about the Sharpie.
Yes.
Good one, Dick.
That's a simple fix.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you'd think he'd come up with that immediately. But, you know, I see a lot of this, and people disagree with me. Mm-hmm. But to me, a lot of this is divert attention, and a horrible thing to say, because you know you're underwater on just about every issue now domestically. The economy, it's everything's slipping, and the guy's looking for anything. And then, of course, you know, he's pouting about the parade yet.
Yeah.
But,
well, I hope he doesn't let us forget about that parade. The more he brings it up, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick, thank you.
All right, Dick. And how about this? AOC brutally burst Trump's world bubble on Pete Hegseth, and I thought this is just fun stuff.
Okay.
This is great stuff. I don't have a cut for this, but this is great. Newsmax host Todd Starnes applauded Hegseth, who earlier this year was embroiled in the so-called Signalgate scandal. Starnes wrote on X, "Not a single leak. Well done, Secretary of Defense."
Wow.
Wow, there's a standard. The post was the target of parody, of course. AOC led the mockery with this particular post. This is like applauding a grown man for being able to wipe their behind. Not exactly a vote of confidence. She wrote that. Another one wrote, "This is such an embarrassing new standard to try to celebrate." And another one wrote, "Megas praising Pete for not leaking war plans again is like giving a toddler a medal for not eating glue. Congratulations. He finally did the bare minimum."
Well, that's interesting because, you know, now they're blaming somebody leaking the information that the bombing wasn't that devastating, that it only put Iran's nuclear program back a couple of months. So now they're trying to find the leaker for that.
Jen Psaki talked about that. She says, well, you got to ask yourself a question. Why does this person who they say is, you know, disgruntled and stupid, why is a stupid person having access to this information?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That is a good question. 19 minutes past the hour. When we return, Brittany Merlot will join us with a look at this crazy weather.
Oh, the supercells.
Oh, yes.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey there, folks. It's me, Charlie Behrens, here to remind you that Madison Magazine has a poll going for the best of Madison. And I hear that John and Gordy are up for best radio teams. Get on over there, give a vote, and tell John and Gordy I says hi.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. keep her moving.
Great to have him on the program.
723. Yes, if you'd like to vote for us for Best of Madison, for Best Radio Team, just go to WMDXRadio.com. And, you know, we are also partnered up with Sugar River Pizza Company. They're also up for Best of Madison.
Yes.
So you can go onto our website and vote for us. And also, just because we're both in on Best of Madison, we're celebrating by giving away pizza parties. You can get in on the action at WMDXRadio.com. Just look for the pictures at the top of the page there, and you can vote for Best of Madison. You can click on that, or click on the Sugar River Pizza logo there as well, and make your vote count. The voting ends June 30th, next Monday.
I can't wait for it, too.
Get your votes in.
It's going to be great, great stuff.
And we're going to be doing pizza parties all over Madison once a week, so get your entries in for that. You and your office could enjoy pizzas from Sugar River Pizza, and John and Gordy will deliver them.
This is really going to be fun.
It's going to be great.
We did this many years ago. We had fun meeting all our listeners.
Yeah. It was a good time.
All three of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we had a nice little get-together. Okay, let's get to Brittany Merlot.
Yes, Brittany, did you hear that Biden had let in a whole bunch of supercells into our country?
According to Donald Trump.
Not sleeper cells, but supercells. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's the reason why we're getting all these storms then. Okay.
That's it, see?
like your shirt, it says, I am the storm. It's nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Check that out on YouTube or Facebook.
Thank you. Yeah. We've got multiple waves of storms headed our way. So a good 48 hours of chances for rain, heavy at times. Oh, we've got rivers that are going to be rising as we go into this weekend, too, from all of this rain. So here's what's going on. The good news is the front has sagged south. It is south of the state. It's sitting over Chicago now. Okay. Temperatures were, 70 degrees, patchy fog in places, but that's going to burn off. Obviously, today we're going to stay cloudy, maybe some spots of sun out there on occasion. Highs flirting with 80 today, but waves of showers and storms. There's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
I think we're going to see some light rain chances probably around midday, noon or so. Then maybe a strong storm. With some gusty winds, maybe small hail, heavy downpours, though, for sure. Probably around 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 or so. Okay. Then another round possible, maybe around 9 or 10. And that one kind of looks like the line of storms that moves through. And that could, of course, bring another half an inch of rain. So total, we could get up to an inch, maybe an inch and a half of rain maximum tonight.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And we still got rounds to go tomorrow. And we're not getting the worst of it. It's going to be much, much heavier up north, but still, that's a lot of rain all at once. So be careful of some streets, you know, kind of get flash flooding on occasion. Like I mentioned, too, the rivers are going to be rising after the next 2 days. So the Wisconsin River at Portage, actually, they're going to be up about, they're looking at 18 feet. So a 5 foot rise by this weekend.
Wow, that's outrageous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Pecatonica River down south near the state border.
And the Woodman Falls.
The Woodman. The east side Woodman Falls.
Did you see the leaky roof?
At Woodman's?
I did.
The video
leaky.
Of it is.
That is like you said, it's a fall.
It was a downpour, yeah. But yeah, they've got it open again.
Yeah,
this
they're making
morning.
It a permanent display now because of the rainstorms. They managed a way to kind of channel the water out of the store.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm glad they're opened up again. That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, it was.
We have interstellar weather every once in a while, right?
Interplanetary weather.
I've got something for you, okay? Before we go, let's listen to they have an audio recording of what a black hole sounds like. Did you hear this thing?
Let's hear it. This
is very cool. It's cut 183, it's scary as hell, okay?
Okay.
You can hear all the voices of the people, you know, being condensed into a black hole.
Okay. Ends,
the end of worlds.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, let's listen.
Help me! Help! Help! Ah!
John and Gordy. Help!
The inside of a tornado.
That is weird. That's a weird sound. So that's what a black hole sounds like.
That's what a black hole sounds like. Man, that is frightening stuff, isn't it?
I, they're making that
up.
It's
going to give me nightmares, and it's just started the day.
Okay.
No, that's what they released. This is NASA releasing the effects of it. You know, it sounds really scary, but by the time, you know, any of those solar systems or planets make it into even near that black hole, yeah. You know, those planets are dead.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's, you know, a comfort or...
Okay. Thanks for bringing that in. Okay.
I'm trying to bring people up. I'm trying to make this happy.
You know what? This makes the rain sound not too bad.
There you go. Yes, that's it. You got it right there. Thank you very much.
Brittany, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.
Scott, Scott writes in, it's a Gregorian chant.
Oh, yes. That's the text. Okay. It did kind of sound like a Gregorian chant. Okay. It is 728. This portion of the program brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They are family-owned and community-focused. They invite you to come on in for an appointment or get an initial hearing test at their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, and then you can make an appointment. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Okay, just a short story here, and this is an alert. Yeah. Senator Schumer sent a letter to Kristi Noem condemning use of force against Democrat Padilla.
So, was it a sternly worded letter?
Sternly, yes. Another now you one. Know. Well, he's on it, and they got to be feeling the pain.
Okay.
At Homeland Security.
Good to know.
Oh, God.
Coming up in our next half hour, we'll talk to Amy Horak. Find out what you should do with your lawn and garden with the weather the way it is. It's coming up on John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
Mike McCabe, author, Substack blogger, and regular guest on John and Gordy in the Morning. Just found out the boys are up for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison Award for Best Radio Team. I see why up close every Wednesday and urge you to make it official by voting John and Gordy Best Radio Team. Even though they'll probably get big heads and won't want some farm boy from the middle of nowhere on their show anymore.
Well,
no, he'll be back.
We were kicking it around.
Mike usually joins us every Wednesday morning, but he's on vacation.
Kick him out of the show for saying that.
No, we
No, he's in another country. He's doing a tour. I don't think he'll be back next week either.
Yes, he's in Africa somewhere.
Tanzania.
Yes.
Tanzania. Okay.
735, this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com.
All right, we're going to go back in time just a little bit, maybe a couple of weeks or so. John Stewart warned us all about what could happen if we had a dictator. Let's listen to this.
I don't know what your advisors have told you about the authoritarian bargain, but the basic deal is this. The American people look the other way while you disappear undesirables, knuckle under the elites, ban all 7 trans athletes from our nation's beloved NCAA fencing tournaments. You know, all the people that are holding us back. And then you, in turn, make it work. You want to ignore the Supreme Court and all the other courts and take away people's licenses to broadcast? Fine. But when the planes go up, you're going to go down. I'm not on fire. You can take over Greenland, demonize Canada, dominate the golfing pro circuit, but in return, our children should be somewhat safe from most Victorian-era diseases. You want to destroy NPR and PBS, the Voice of America, sell the naming rights of the Washington Monument to hymns.com, use the R word, the P word, the C word, make up your own slurs, have the United States Naval Academy remove Maya Angelou from its bookshelves, but for some reason keep Mein Kampf, which is a real f***ing thing that they did, we'll be fine. We weren't that crazy about this system of government in the first place. But you keep f***ing this up, and some of these lawyers and universities and corporate leaders are going to start to think about suggesting respectfully to each other in a very tightly controlled text chat that someone should reach out to someone who knows someone in your administration to express mild dissatisfaction. Because injustice anywhere is not something we mostly think about.
Mm-hmm. John Stewart. Yeah.
Saying it a very nice way.
Telling it like it is. Yes. Very nicely.
In a kind of a Chuck Schumer kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about what's he mentioned, you know, sweeping people off the streets.
Right.
The question is ICE. Who are these people? Right.
We don't know.
Masked immigration agents.
Nobody knows.
And how do the police identify them? Right. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Police have little or no insight into where the federal enforcement actions are going to be taking place in each and every one of the cities that we get to watch. In absolute pain. I mean, it is not a good thing.
No.
We're wondering, what are we going to do about this?
They're secret police. That's what they are.
Now, here's what previous administrations have actually gone in and informed the cities of enforcement actions that they're going to take place in their cities. So
right.
Law enforcement has a heads up on that. So there's no conflict. Right now, there is conflict.
Yeah.
They don't know who they're confronting at this point.
I don't think they're giving them a heads up nowadays.
They're not.
Not at all.
That's the thing they're not doing.
Yeah.
Because they don't want word to get out and the immigrants hiding at that point. But if they tell the police departments at least that, you know, we're going to be here, there, and there's some kind of preparation involved, that would help a great deal. And I think that's the problem we're really seeing here. They don't know who they're confronting. Police don't know who they're confronting.
Yeah.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass said after the Dodger Stadium incident, this is a quote, they show up without uniforms. They show up completely masked. They refuse to give ID. Who are these people? Are they bounty hunters? Right. Are they vigilantes?
Yes.
If they're federal officials, why is it that they do not identify themselves? That's the question.
Yeah.
And we see a problem here, and the administration is not taking care of that problem. I think bring back informing the local police departments about ICE raids. That's what they should at least start doing, but show some identification. My God. Now, here's a clip from Chris Hayes last night, I believe. This is cut 191. Let's listen to this. This is about the Marine and his this guy, this father who was taken by ICE agents. Sons are
Our Marines.
He has three sons, all Marines.
Oh, this is horrible.
Listen.
According to a new analysis from the Libertarian Cato Institute, ICE arrests of non-criminals are up more than 1,000% when compared to the first year of Donald Trump's first term. 10x, 1,000%. Every day, we are seeing stories of immigration enforcement that truly shocks the conscience. I mean, big groups of armed masked men just rolling up to regular folks who've not been convicted or accused of serious crimes or any crimes, people who in many cases are just trying to do their jobs, and then these menacing, armed, unidentified agents roll up and confront them and detain them, often as onlookers cry out for them to stop. One example from the city of Santa Ana involved a landscaper named Narciso Barranco, an undocumented man with no criminal record who's lived and worked in this country for decades. You see his three sons there, all of whom are Marines. One, Alejandro, is a veteran. The other two men are active duty. Well, over the weekend, Barranco was doing what he does every Saturday, working. He was cutting grass at an IHOP restaurant in Santa Ana when he was approached by armed, identified masked men. Frightened, Barranco fled the men, still holding his weed whacker. The agents chased him, they caught up with Barranco, and they sprayed him in the face with something, wrestled him to the ground, and started beating him. In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security said Barranco assaulted agents with his weed whacker, just like I said Brad Lander had assaulted them. Eyewitnesses, including the manager of that IHOP, say that is a lie.
And I asked him about it, and he just broke down, and he said his shoulder was hurt, like it hurt a lot, and then he said his eyes burned. and he was thirsty, he was hungry.
Alejandro says his father's first concern, he asked his son to finish the landscaping job he had to leave behind.
Yeah. Did he go get my truck? Did he go get the tools? Did he go talk to the guy? He's like, I still need a leaf blow the parking lot. He said, can you go do that for me, please?
These kinds of indiscriminate deportations of people who have not been convicted of any serious crimes are morally repellent in their own right. But it's especially appalling for this White House to say it's standing up for troops and veterans while deporting their loved ones.
I mean, if you've seen the video on this, it's unbelievable.
It really is.
Because he's an elderly guy, and they take him down, and they're beating him. Four or five ICE agents smacking him, beating him, punching him. And then they throw him into the back of a cruiser, and, you can tell he's resisting some of this. They're getting thrown around like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
He's just trying to protect himself. But,
it's just a human reaction. Yeah.
It's awful.
And the weed whackers lay next to them as they are wrestling them to the ground. And I guess Lawrence O'Donnell was going to show a clip. They didn't come up with a clip, but apparently they say that he took the weed whacker and started threatening them with it. Which is wrong.
No.
According to the store owner, who the work was being done for, he said he didn't see anything like that, his worker was actually running away from them.
He was running away.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was running away, and then he kind of came back, and that's when
they wrestled him to the ground. And
tackled him.
Started punching him.
Yeah.
It's just outrageous stuff that when you see stuff like this, it's just, it boggles the mind. And again, as you saw or heard rather, 1,000 times that, people are being taken away who are here legally, immigrants here legally. We talked to CJ yesterday about it. He has no problem with that. This was not what anybody voted for. You don't take all these people out. We have a labor shortage in this country, and we're getting rid of the labor that we have. They didn't take other people's jobs. We have a labor shortage. Say it over and over. Yeah. We need workers, and now we're getting rid of our workers and preventing new workers from entering this country. So it's a gigantic problem, just huge. And I'm glad that Chris Hayes is able to bring this out.
Well, so much of it is because the ICE agents are not wearing uniforms or not identifying themselves. Yeah. They've got masks on, and they just go around snatching people off the streets and hauling them away.
How hard would it be to just show identification? That's just as simple as that. Just flap out a badge of some sort, some explanation, mm-hmm. but they won't do that. I don't know. We have a voice note.
Do we?
We got one. Let's catch it.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
That black hole noise is what happens inside Trump's head every second of every day. Have a good day, guys.
Is that Matt?
I think it's Matt.
Yeah.
Middleton.
Thank you for that voice note,
Do we have that sound in Trump's head?
The black hole sound?
I think we too. Let's pull it up again.
All right.
Okay. This is the sound inside of Trump's head.
Okay.
Let's listen.
All right. That is kind of, that would kind of drive you crazy after a while, I guess.
Forever done with that.
That came from NASA?
Yeah.
They released that.
Yeah. They put that together.
Black hole sounds like. Okay.
You doubt that? Come on, man. That sounds like a black hole to me.
Well, how do you check it? Let's go on vacation. Let's check it out. What do you say?
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know.
Really?
I thought space didn't have sound because there's no, it's a vacuum.
There are radio waves that are given off by friction and collapsing.
All right,
planet.
Mr. Science.
There's got to be some kind of sound going on, but there's no sound in space. But the radio waves that are created by the
Okay, really? Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna go with that. Okay.
I don't think you've ever seen my show Cosmos, have you?
No. Okay, Carl Sagan. No. All right. Let me see here. We got 747. Yeah,
I'm watching the birds outside the window.
I know. They're like a bird took a nosedive right into the window.
That scared me too, because the window it's reflecting off, and I thought the bird was attacking my shoulder here. That scared me there.
I know. I think it might be a nest out there or something. Mm. Or just doesn't like the station. It's in its way, you know. It wants to fly through, and here we have this big building for it.
Yeah. It's a little tricky out there, I guess. Okay. For the birds.
Tricky for the birds.
Let's see. Right around the corner, we're going to be checking in with Amy Horak from David J. Frank and Company and find out what we should be doing with our lawns and gardens when we get heavy rains and then heavy winds and all that stuff. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Supercells?
Supercells? No.
I keep getting those confused.
I know. It's tough, isn't it? This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Check out their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Back with Amy Horak in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Here asking our dear listeners to vote for our friends John and Gordy for best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. They do a great show and they pay me to say all this. So vote for John and Gordy. Sommers, is the check clear yet?
Nope.
Forget that.
Well, too
fair
bad,
weather
Todd.
Fan.
Too bad.
Thank you, Todd, for that endorsement. You can go to WMDXradio.com and vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison, Best Radio Team. And while you're there, you can also check out our way of giving you a pizza party with our friends at Sugar River Pizza. They're also up for Best of Madison. So we've teamed up together. Go to our website. You can find out more about how you and your office people or your workplace can win a pizza party courtesy of Sugar River Pizza and WMDX and John and Gordy. We will personally deliver those pizzas right to your office if you win, and we'll hang out with you, have a nice party, give away a few t-shirts.
I can't wait.
Some fun
stuff. I'm wearing one of those t-shirts.
You got the John and Gordy t-shirt on. Looks good on you.
Watching, yeah. There it is.
Very good. Okay. Amy Horak is with us from David J. Frank and Company. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
We're doing all
We're
right.
Good. We're enjoying the rain. You know, finally, we're getting a lot of rain. But
nice
unfortunately,
and
yeah.
humid and sticky.
Yeah.
Yes.
The lovely summer weather.
Oh, we love
weather.
That, too. Yes, we love the high dew points.
So what
I'm
are people...
sweat doing nothing out there.
Yeah.
What should people be doing with their lawn care when we get heavy downpours and then, you know, all the runoff and all that stuff? Is this something of a concern for setting up your irrigation in your lawns and that kind of thing?
Usually by mid-June or so, you want to make sure if you have an irrigation system that you have it up and running. Make sure it's started. Make sure that if there's any repairs that are needed that you get those taken care of. But like you said, with all these heavy rains we've been having now, if there is a way to adjust the settings on your irrigation system, you might want to consider that. Check into it. You can shut it off for a couple days. You don't need to spend extra money in water to water the lawn. Because
doesn't it drive you crazy when you see a downpour and then you see sprinklers going
yep,
on?
They're just trying to fight with the rain, and it's just kind of pointless at that point. So yeah, if you do have a system, turn it off if it's going to be pouring like that. There's no need to keep running more. But you do want to make sure that you're getting at least about 1 inch to maybe 2 inches of water in the landscape throughout the week. Just to make sure your plants are staying healthy. I mean, if you have newly planted perennials or new trees that are planted in the lawn, you want to make sure that you're still getting those enough water, because trees need a lot more than the turf do.
Yeah.
So you don't want them to dry out, because then there goes all that hard work.
They still have a lot of that loose soil around their root system that's trying to establish itself in the lawn as well. So it dries out pretty quickly unless you have a lot of mulch around it. But you're not supposed to pile mulch.
No, yeah. Trees, you can still put mulch around the base of it, but you don't want to, they call it like a mulch volcano. So when you mound it up and go up the trunk of the tree, you don't want to do that. You want to leave a little bit of a clear space around that trunk. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that extra moisture retention, it just can lead to things such as more disease and rot that can happen because that trunk's staying too wet.
Yeah. Now, one thing we should talk about with all the rain is mold on the leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a good time of year to do fungicide applications. Things like roses or other flowering landscape plants, even trees too, like crabapple trees. They're pretty notorious for getting some types of fungal diseases.
No kidding. I have one, a new one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. They don't look too happy once they're covered in black mold spots. Yeah. So spraying them with a fungicide, it's usually every like 10 to 14 days you want to do a reapplication. Try to do it on a day it's not going to rain and just wash it all off right away. Yeah. But I'm trying to be mindful of that. If you want to keep them just looking a little happier, make sure the foliage stays on throughout the season instead of just having the tree go bare too soon.
Now, this time of year, are June bugs a concern and caterpillars? And what about from the insect world here?
Yeah, no.
June, what are we looking for?
It is June, so the June bugs do start coming out, hence the name. But tent caterpillars as well, they're going to be more on like apple trees and hawthorns. So if you notice them, it's pretty easy to see their nest is just kind of like a giant web or nest or tent, I guess. There you go.
Okay.
If you see them there, you can just take some pruners and just cut that chunk of a branch or plant out. Okay. It's probably the easiest way to get rid of them. Otherwise, if you want to play with the caterpillars, I mean, by all means, you can use your hands and get rid of them that way.
Yeah.
They're not super detrimental. I mean, they're native to Wisconsin, but you can feed the birds with them. So,
do they inhabit gazebos?
I feel like if they find a spot they like, they might, but they'll hang out on the trees more or less that be right by a food source.
I haven't had any problems with any caterpillars in my gazebo.
They do make pretty cute little moths, though. At the
Yeah, do they?
Yeah, a lot of caterpillars. They'll be moths. Nice. I mean, some people don't like them, but they're pretty cute. Okay.
Just a minute or so left here, a couple of minutes. Anything else we should know? Vegetable gardens, fertilizer, any other tips this time of year?
So this time of year, I would be probably doing your last spring application of lawn fertilizer or an herbicide treatment to your lawn. Once we get into July and August, our notoriously scorcher months, I wouldn't want to put any chemicals down in the lawn. Other heavy feeders like roses or peonies, you might want to continue to feed them just so those blooms stay nice and full throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, too,
lawn mowing?
Still keep up with the mowing. Obviously, if it's too wet outside, you don't want to clog your mower up. That's just no fun. But once we get to the hot months as well, you might want to consider raising the height on your lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That way you can let the grass stay a little longer, because with the longer grass, it'll help protect the crown and the roots and won't let it dry out so your lawn doesn't get brown and crispy.
Good tip.
Amy Horak, thanks for joining us from davidjfrank.com.
Yeah.
Appreciate all that.
Of course.
Have a good day.
All right. Wow, now we know, right?
Yeah. Thanks. All right.
You don't have to just ask John about your lawns.
Oh, no. That'd be the last place to go for advice. That's it for us.
All right. Well, thank you. Vote of confidence. Send us a voice note on that, folks.
Okay. Yes. All right. That's going to do it for us for today. Tomorrow, Tim Slecker will join us from Busted Pencils. We'll find out the latest about education. And also Sarah from Wings Over Madison will tell us about their reopening there. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day.
Uh-oh. Look out.
Look out.
Doc.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.